Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is. Marcel Hopkins is hanging out, international curve model and life coach, and just slaying on the Instagram streets. And you also seem like you're a really nice person. So, because you never know, on Instagram, people look one thing and then you meet them in real life and you're like, you look different, or you're just a mean person, or you're just like, I don't know, there's just so much happening. How would you go about introducing yourself?
Well, I would say happy International Women's Day, yes. First of all, yeah. And a shout out to all the wonderful women out there. And my inspirations and role models, I mean, I would have not been sitting here if it wasn't for the wonderful women supporting me, especially my mom.
Yes.
I would introduce myself as a passionate life coach, empowering women through coaching, helping them to get from where they are to where they want to be. And then also very, very exciting to be a curve model, international yeah. curve model in this time and age where body diversity is starting to happen and it's evolving. And it's really making space for women to accept and embrace their bodies. After years and years of females thinking they should look a certain way to be accepted and to be seen as beautiful.
Now, it's crazy to me, this Miss South Africa story of yours. And it's just 2 years ago that it was Miss SA and you were a top 12 finalist. And you lost 14 kilograms for the pageant. I mean, what is that? Without discrediting anything to do with Miss SA, because I think it's a cool institution and you probably got lots and lots out of that experience. But that sort of pressure to look a certain way, what's the deal with that?
Sure. It was really tough. I saw Miss South Africa as a challenge. I'm quite challenge driven. I like it. And especially Miss SA, it was quite holistic. I mean, it was challenging in every way, emotionally, physically, mentally. You have to have a lot of persistence. But it was really tough for me to lose the weight. And I think second of all, to keep it down. It's yeah. one thing, you know, like we all do a crash course diet, but to keep it down.
That's a lot of weight, 14 kgs.
Yeah, in 4 months. I decided in March 2015 and the regional bikini first round was in August. So I didn't have any more time. So I had to do it in 4 months. And it was so hectic because I didn't know if I was going to be in time. But I had this vision and I had this goal in mind. If it wasn't for that, I would probably not have been able to do it. But I thought it's now or never. I literally remembered I was busy still with my honors degree in psychology. I was literally sitting with, on the one hand, my applications for my master's degree in clinical psychology and the application of Miss South Africa. And it was such a big decision for me. And I just realized, well, I can always do the master's again. This Miss South Africa thing, I'm just feeling it now in my gut. And I went for it. But it's tough. I mean, I described it on my Instagram as well as, in the end, it was literally a daily battle with my body and with food. And it's really tough when your own body becomes your enemy, your flesh, when you struggle with yourself, looking in the mirror, thinking, why are you not smaller? Why are you not helping me to lose more weight? But it just wasn't my natural body shape. Mm-hmm. I always joke and say my default is a size 14. I have like a African bum. Proud of it. So my body naturally defaults there, and it didn't want to be that small. So my body was fighting against it.
And coming out of that experience then, what was the change moment? Because there's definitely been a change moment since 2 years ago, you versus you now. And I think such a positive one as well, because you're just accumulating this massive community around you at the moment that are really, really invested in your story because they're obviously resonating with something in their own lives. And what do you think that is that they're resonating with?
You know, it was really difficult after Miss South Africa because I knew it wasn't in the long term sustainable for me to keep up that strict lifestyle. So, I mean, within 2 months after the pageant, I was back in my size 40, not trying to pick up weight, just having a glass of champagne again, almost like eating normal stuff. And it was really like difficult for me because I almost wanted to delete myself from social media because I thought like, people are going to lose their hope and their belief in me after I like encouraged and inspired them through my Miss South Africa journey. And now I just pick up the weight and go back to where I started again. But I woke up one morning and I remembered I can't be the only woman feeling like this, struggling with my weight, trying to be skinnier, not getting there, it being horrible, always trying to be on a diet and gym for 2-3 hours a day. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to start sharing this journey. And even if there's one person that resonates with it, then it's great. Yeah. Somebody that almost can walk this journey with me. And sure, the response was overwhelming. It was very scary, though. Because, you know, you usually get these motivational posts on Instagram where it's like somebody before and after where they lost weight. And, you know, it's like it motivates you. Where my posts are the flip side. It's like I was skinny, but I'm back in my normal curvy body now. So I think it shocked people a bit in terms of this is not motivation. This might actually be inspiration. And, yeah, just overwhelming how many women said, wow, thank you so much for just voicing this. Because it is scary to put yourself out there. Because, I mean, social media, it's so open for critique, people saying anything they want. But I was just like, screw the haters. People might be inspired by this.
I mean, what does your inbox look like on Instagram? I mean, I'm looking at the comments and stuff, and that's one thing. But there must be a lot of sort of women that are really going through a difficult time.
Besides the marriage proposals and interesting kinky comments I get every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, I'm really so connected with many women sending me messages literally on a daily basis, just saying, oh, thank you for helping me to accept and embrace my body, or like asking me advice about how can I be more confident, struggling with eating disorders. And that's, I mean, social media has pros and cons, but that's the amazing thing about social media, the wide platform you can reach. I mean, my demographics are so wide. It's literally all over the world. I get people from Europe, Mexico, US connecting with me. And it's a privilege to be able to support them, encourage, inspire. And I mean, that's just by the messages I post. The frustrating thing about social media is to not be able to connect and have that face-to-face time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's already making a difference just to put that message out there.
So cool. Hanging out with Marcel Hopkins, more with her and her sort of trajectory and narrative now around inspiring and empowering women to embrace and appreciate their bodies by focusing on health rather than fitting into a certain size on International Women's Day. More with her next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So it's an international Women's Day. It's Women's Year, actually. The trajectory that we got on social media at the moment is not just that it's an International Women's Day today, but it's really, it is the year of, well, not the year of, but I guess it's the age of whether it's gender pay gap, whether it's race issues, whatever it is the year of people speaking about stuff. And social media has given everybody a voice, and now we can all sort of have conversations about things that I think people just haven't had a voice to express before. We're living in a really, really great time. Do you like this label that's getting sort of put onto you as someone that people look to in terms of a figure of empowerment and a figure of upliftment of other women?
I think it's a big responsibility to have people look up to you, because I think there's always the potential to disappoint certain people. And the thing is, people resonate to different things you put out there. So you can't always please everyone. And that's what I had to realize to take ownership of my journey and the message I'm portraying out there. And some people are going to like it and others not. I think there's also a big stigma around like the plus size. People often say, but how can you be plus size? You're a size 14. And I say, that's not how I brand myself. That's the industry I'm working in, unfortunately. And I'm fighting really hard to try and normalize it, to be models on models, just like people are people. But it's still, when I say work in Europe and I go to my studio, there stands plus size on my rail. So yeah, it's the industry. It's not me. So I just like to call myself a body positive activist with doing my modeling and my life coaching.
I dig it. And this, I mean, it's very interesting that you have this sort of degree in psychology, because it actually qualifies you to have very strong opinions around how people think and how people behave and so on and so forth. This life coach thing, and I see you speak about sort of the different clients that you have a lot. What kind of life coach are you? Because you're probably quite a different life coach to, like, I don't know, some former guy that was in the stock market that like lost it all and then gained it all. And you must be a certain genre of life coach. And what's cool about who you are as a life coach?
The wonderful thing about life coaching is that your client's going to resonate to you or be drawn to you because of your story and who you are. So I often think, you know, in the beginning when I started with the life coaching, I thought, sure, you know, I am a model, I am in bikinis, I do lingerie. Some people might not like it. And then I also realized, but that's okay. There's other people that that want to talk to me, that want me to be their coach. They think it's interesting. I have a fresh approach to it. I travel a lot, so I have a world perspective on things. But I would say the main thing that I'm coaching around at the moment is to redefine or define your purpose, to better your communication skills in terms of relationship building, connections, emotional intelligence, how to structure your life in a way that you have more time to do things that you'd like to do. So it's all more client dependent in terms of I can coach around anything the client brings to the table. There's a big difference though between therapy and coaching. So I moved away from therapy. So a life coach would never be able to facilitate mental illnesses, depression, addictions. That would be referred. But coaching is all about moving forward, making progression. And it's a lot about self-awareness. So sometimes a client brings a topic to the table and around that they explore and discover so many new things about themselves, they always walk out of a session enriched. And half of my clients are Skype-based at the moment, which is wonderful. So I have international clients that we schedule our sessions and I see them and it's wonderful. We don't have to be one-on-one. And sometimes I find it even more intimate to Skype with clients as it's just the face and you're almost like face-to-face as well because the little screens. And you're more focused sometimes because sometimes there's environmental things that kind of distract you. So, you know, like the two worlds that I have, my modeling and the life coaching, it balances each other out so well because I love to travel and meet new people. But the life coaching brings in the purpose and my real passion for people and empowering them.
So cool. So cool. It's International Women's Day, so it would be stupid not to, as we land this, get a message from you around that. What is your message to a young South African woman?
I would say never, ever limit yourself. I think there's so many women out there not doing what they really want to because of the limitations they set out for themselves. You can be and do whatever you want. So break that mold for yourself. And really go for what you want. I think that's one of the biggest lessons I learned from my mom is persistence. Really not taking
Mom really played a big role.
Yes,
huh?
Mom is like, I call her my momager, but she's my biggest supporter behind the scenes.
She's your Kris Jenner.
Not that dramatic though. but if you knock on a door it's not opening, knock on another one and keep knocking until someone opens. That's life. I mean, there's going to be lots of up and downs, but you need to find the people that's going to back you and believe in you and work with you.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been so cool hanging out. If people want to connect with you all day, every day, how do we find you on social media, Marcel?
So I'm on Instagram, Marcel Hopkins. So it's
Marcel. I knew I was saying
Marcel,
it wrong.
Marcel, you can give Afrikaans.
It's not Marcel. It's Marcel. I thought I'm like banging
this badly.
It's very
funny.
Badly.
My mom
Marcel.
And dad put the two grannies together.
And you're so kind because you didn't stop me and say, bro, you're doing this whole thing
fine.
Wrong. Marcel.
Marcel. But they put Marie and Cecilia together to form Marcel.
Okay,
so
Marcel.
Very Afrikaans, yeah. And on Facebook, on my public page as well, Marcel Hopkins, M-A-R-C-I-E-L, and then Hopkins.
Fantastic. Yeah. Marcel Hopkins, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.